with us this week. Got a lot of fun stuff we're going to be talking about. A little bit about the Heritage Alliance, Don. You know, we've talked about that a little bit in the past. That's a big news story coming up with that. And Lyme disease, a cool story coming out. Some good news there. So all of us here, we're going to have a good time. Hang with us. See you. Bye. Here's your chance to fish with us, The Valley Outdoors. It's simple to do. Register online at thevalleyoutdoors.com and wait for your name to be drawn. We're giving away a trip to four individuals that includes lodging at Loon Lake Waterfall Cabins and fishing the waters of Loon Lake in Ontario, Canada. Join Don and I on this fabulous fishing trip September 16th through the 21st. You'll be spending the day with one of our hosts searching for walleye, bass, and northern pike, plus a walleye seminar and contest for prizes throughout the trip. Just register today through valleyoutdoors.com. The Valley Outdoors Radio and Loon Lake Waterfall Cabins. Get registered today to fish with us. Winners announced on August 26th on the Valley Outdoors Radio. Complete promotional rules available at thevalleyoutdoors.com. Hey, Don. Hey, Ava.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing?
Excellent.
Good. Good. I know the week has been nice. I've enjoyed the week. I've enjoyed the weather. I've enjoyed everything about it. It's been, for those of you that may live in different areas of the Midwest, obviously we have a tendency being in the northern climates. We're used to the colder temperatures, right?
Cooler, yes.
Cooler, yeah. I'm happy with cooler temperatures. Are you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Makes me happy.
Mm-hmm. Me and heat don't get along at
me
all.
Me neither.
I just, you know, it's when you want to go out and do something outside, when it's that sweltering, humid, they call it EIEIO weather. You ever heard of it? Extremely icky, oppressive. Nope. That's how bad it sometimes gets. And I'm just very.
And you know what? Up here in the Midwest, we're in the cooler part of the country.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Trust me.
So.
You remember, I travel a lot of the other part of the country, and I get to experience it all.
Yeah.
One nice thing is we have been spared lately a lot of the smoke from the Canadian wildfires, which is nice. Other parts of the country have not been spared, which is unfortunate. But
I wonder if there's any wood left up there.
I don't know, but I do know that.
I mean, we had smoke in Oklahoma when I was down there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hot there, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I bet.
It's supposed to be.
I wasn't by the cool ocean. I didn't have the cool air blowing across the ocean, across my brow either.
Oh, trust me. It doesn't really matter.
Doesn't it?
No.
Well, you can jump in the ocean.
No. Not with the latest videos I've been watching have not been good. And why I'm getting these feeds, I'd have no idea, but. Hey, I'm going to go spearfishing, and I speared a fish, and oh my goodness, there's a hammerhead chasing don't just dump the fish. Keep the fish and try to jump in the boat with the fish.
You probably got better odds of winning the lottery. Just buy a ticket.
I know. But point being, summer, you get hot weather. You get many times it gets to be what you refer to as the doldrums of summer. The summertime blues, whatever it might be. And the fishing side of it, it can happen too. And I have to tell you, when you pursue walleye, a lot of times summer walleye are more difficult, but the weeds are good for walleye. Try trolling the weeds. But not only that, look for different species. I love the fact, we're down here on the river. You can find pike that are absolutely awesome to chase, which is super fun. Last night it was a pike night. We went out and got some pike and had a blast. Sturgeon, they're going, you know, not necessarily massive ones, but 30 to 40 inches, and
it's fine.
They put up a doggone good fight.
Yeah.
Big sheephead. I mean, there's a ton of fish that can be caught, and you don't have to work hard to get them. I kind of like the pike right now because you find any inflow stream that is coming in from anywhere, and you've got a warmer body of water nearby, those pike will pull right into 3 feet of water, and you can just power pole down and cast a swim bait. I'm loving throwing a rip and wrap, Craziest thing, sturgeon 3 feet of water, and big one, like large 68-plus-inch sturgeon.
Oh, yeah.
Not the live bait version where you just sit there and kind of wait for it to chomp on the bait and then set the hook. So lots of fun stuff can be done in summer. It doesn't need to be, hey, we need to go all over the place to try and find them. Look for some current areas if you're in a river, if you're in a lake. Go for those pike. They're active. They're chasing. And you might get some big bass at the same time. Or go for some bass with spinner baits. You may get some pike at the same time. And believe it or not, we have actually caught some really nice walleye working the weed edges and in the weeds for bass and caught some nice walleyes. And again, of course, pike. Be prepared for the pike thing, though. So you may want to put a somewhat
stronger line.
Some type of a leader that might be rather helpful. I will say that. Because braid, it's like they're not there. It'll cut right through that, which is always amazing to me.
Right. But can't cut it with the scissors.
No, and they come up to it. There's one swipe and it's gone. Yeah. But we did it on Devil's Lake. We actually switched over some crawler harnesses in some shallow water presentation with the bouncers and went to 30-pound braid. It's heavy-duty fishing. And caught a ton of walleyes, and the pike couldn't bite through it.
Really?
Yeah. And the thing was, we had to do it that way in the tournament because we only had so many of this copper spinner. And if we lose it, we were done because that was the only thing they'd hit on. So we went as big as we could find braid up there.
And it worked.
And it worked great. So that was kind of a fun thing, I will have to say. So, yeah, so the fishing part of it, Don. Were you out fishing last week? What were you doing last week?
I was not.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Yes, next week's another story.
I was hoping you were going to have little stories from your escapades, but apparently...
When we were up in Canada here in June, we were so fortunate to find the first few days was almost 90 degrees up there, which is... not very common in Canada. No. And the downside was there was no wind. I mean, mere finish. So it's still as you can be. And I, other than get wet towels and put them over your head, you look like a, I don't want to say it. But
someone that understands how to deal with heat.
Yes. But you know where we finally found walleyes? They were deep.
Oh, yeah. Migrate off the deeper edges.
Yeah, they were deep. And that's where we ended up finding them. So, but the actual water temperature was up over 80 degrees. And this is in early June, which is very rare. By the time we left, it was already all the way back down to like 74.
We had the early spike. Yeah.
Yep. So that makes it tough.
You're telling me?
Yeah. You been there?
That's when you go in search mode and sometimes... when you go low, they go high. When you go high, they go low.
Yep.
And that makes it really difficult to chase after. So, well, tell you what, stay tuned. We're going to be right back. We're going to be having a little conversation about some of what happened during the 2023 turkey hunt. Stay tuned.